Christian bookstore? Well, visit our bookstore at wcno.com, where you will find thousands of items to choose from, including over 1,200 Bibles, communion supplies, resources for pastors, books, educational supplies, clothing, games, and crafts for your children. Here you will find gifts, home decor, movies, and music. Every purchase you make through our bookstore helps to support our ministry. Visit the bookstore at wcno.com today.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Let's welcome our Senior Pastor, Dr. Gerard Curry.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I appreciate that. My wife appreciates it. We appreciate all of you. We pray for you. And we speak blessings over you on a daily basis. We believe the best of you. And I know that each and every one of you is a world changer. And we just want that spirit that's inside of you to come out of you and change the world. Amen. Amen. And we're going to learn some stuff today. So thank you very much. We appreciate you all. And we appreciate all of our pastors. Amen for our pastors. Praise God. Now take your Bible, hold it up, shake it all about. And we're about to make a faith statement. Are you ready to say it? Well, let's say it. This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who he says I am. I have what he says I have. I can do what he says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Now, we are going to have some prayer time towards the end of the service. Praise God. You may want to do it right now because I'm going to be teaching on something that will help us to pray over the prayers. But we're going to pray over these prayer requests. And when we pray, we believe. We expect, amen? If you don't expect a result, why do you even bother to pray? Amen? I mean, really, if we pray about something, but we're not looking for the answer in the mailbox or the phone call, or we're not expecting it, then you're not believing when you prayed. And the Bible says, when you pray, believe you receive it, and what? Then you'll have it. Mark 11, 22 through 24, right? So when we pray over these, we expect. So if you've got a prayer request in here, and we pray over this like we did last week, and there's new ones today, then you expect the answer that you're looking for. The job, the restoration, the children coming home, whatever it is, amen? So when we pray, we believe. Say, I believe.
I believe.
Amen. And remember, he says, to them that believe, things are possible. So if you're not a believer, you best become one quick. Amen. Otherwise, you're just a wishing and a hoping. Yeah. I used to be that person. I was a wishing and a hoping. I'd pray and I didn't even know what I was doing. And when I prayed, all I did was bring a shopping list. Yeah. How many of you do that? You just bring, this is what I need. Boom, 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 boom. And Jesus said, let me give you the model prayer. Amen. He said, pray this way. When they asked him to teach us to pray, first thing he did was say, Our Father, which art where? In heaven. Hallowed, hallowed, glorified be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. You acknowledge who you're praying to. You acknowledge he's the king of all. Amen. And then you say, your will be done where? On earth as it is in heaven. Not my will, your will. And you pray prayers according to the will of God. Well, how do I know his will? If you don't know his will, just read his Bible. You'll find it out like that. Because his Bible is the will. Amen. His last will and testament. The New Testament. Hello. All right. So today we're going to speak about a very dear subject and a very important subject. Receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit. Everyone's saying, receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that the Holy Spirit is a gift? How many of you know salvation is a gift? Do you know that healing is a gift? Everything from God has been gifted unto us. But you've got to accept the gift. Tell your neighbor, say, accept the gift. All right. And the Bible way to receive the Holy Spirit, and I won't take my time over this. Don't want to rush it. But the Bible way to receive the Holy Spirit, the first experience in the Christian life is when you get saved. Salvation is the start of a brand new phase of your life. It's the start, amen? It's the beginning or the incoming of the Holy Spirit when you get born again. Remember Jesus said, us in them and them in us and you in me and me in them. The Holy Spirit at the day of salvation through Jesus Christ comes to us to give us new life. Everyone say new life. Remember in John 3, he says, except a man or woman is born again, you cannot see the kingdom of heaven. And then verse 5 says, except you're born of water, which we are, our flesh, right, and mother's water broken, all of those good things. He says, except you're born again of water and of spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. He's talking about the Holy Spirit, the new birth. Now, let me just tell you something about the Holy Spirit. If you think about the Holy Spirit, Acts 10:38 tells us this very clearly. He says, how God the Father anointed Jesus, the Son of Nazareth, with the Holy Ghost and with power, who then went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. I mean, right there you see the Trinity in action and you see where the problems come from. Your problem is not God. God is not your problem. God is not trying to beat you down and knock you out. Amen? He's trying to pick you up and take you higher. That's what God is doing. So how God the Father anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who then, after he got the Holy Ghost and the power, then he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Why? For God was with him. How was God with him? In the form of the Holy Spirit. Yes. Amen. Amen. You got that? And so when you get born again, the Holy Spirit comes in and gives us eternal life, God's life. God's eternal life, he's given to us. Tell your neighbor, say, I'm an eternal being. Do you realize you're going to live forever? You're not going to die. You're going to live one place or another, but make sure you go to the right place. Because eternity is a long, long time. Amen. And the place that you don't want to be wasn't designed for you and me. It was designed for the demonic realm. Are you with me? And so the second experience is the receiving or the welcoming of the Holy Spirit. Say the receiving or the welcoming of the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit is welcomed, and I'm going to show you there's a second experience than rather just salvation, and that's where it ends. There is another experience that we all need to partake in. Because how many of you want what Jesus had? The power of the Holy Ghost. I want the power of the Holy Ghost. So he comes, but it's another time where we can be, and the Bible actually says, the Apostle Paul talks about being filled. Be being filled all the time. There's a continual replenishing, refilling. Because I don't know about you, by the time service is over, I feel kind of drained a lot of the times. Why is that? Because you're drawing. Because you people know how to suck out the anointing. I mean, you're drawing. And I say that in the best possible way. I don't mean that bad. I'm a nice guy. I don't mean things like that. But it's good. Because I want to always preach where people are drawing on the anointing. You need to. And then it helps and the Holy Spirit gets moving. And wow, we give. And there's an impartation that you can receive. And what my wife was talking about, in fact, in 1 Corinthians 15:33 says, be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. You hang around with the wrong, you're going to imbibe that spirit. You're going to get that. They'll rub off on you, like she said. Amen. They will rub off on your life. There's scripture all over for those kinds of thinking. Can two walk together except they be in agreement? Having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such, turn away. You don't want the wrong people to rub off on you. You don't want to get some people's anointing. There are some people you don't want to rub off in your life. You don't want them rubbing off on your children. What I do want is I want the Holy Spirit rubbing off on me. That's what I do want. Amen. And the Holy Spirit comes, and the first fruit of the Holy Spirit is love. The fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. The first fruit, and listen to this, the first fruit is love. And you say, well, how can I love so-and-so? Well, Romans 5:5 says, the love of God has been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost, which was given to you. Amen. The love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, was given to us. See, the Holy Spirit, when He comes, He brings His love. So you can love the unlovely. Come on. But it's going to have to be through the Holy Spirit, because in my natural realm, in my flesh, I don't want to love some people. You know, the sons of Sceva, Lord, should we call fire down and brimstone and kill him? What did he say? He said, you know not what spirit you're of. God is love. God wants everybody saved. Every human being on the planet, He wants saved. There's not one He doesn't want saved. Can you say amen? And so, go with me to Luke 24. And what happens is, when the Holy Spirit comes in us, as the infilling continually, because like I say, we leak out. We're giving and helping and doing things. And eventually you feel pretty down. And you know what you do? You get into your prayer closet. Right? And what do you do in your prayer closet? You fellowship with Dad.
That's right.
And you sit there and you tell Dad how much you adore and love Him. Yeah. Give Him your list later. First, love Him. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and what? All the things that you have need of will be added unto you. And I mean, you think about God, not one bird will drop down to the ground without Him knowing it. And He says, how much more are you valuable than a tiny sparrow? We are created in His image and likeness, not a sparrow. A sparrow just shows the kind of character that he is, how beautiful. I mean, I look at the birds in the air and I stand amazed. I'm a golfer, so I see these birds all the time. It's just outstanding. And you look at dogs, you look at animals. My goodness, God is so incredible. He's just absolutely amazing. But I'm created in His image, not my dog. As much as I love my dog, and some people say it's dog, God spelled backwards, whatever you want to say is fine. They're beautiful. And they're lovely. And I believe there are animals in heaven, because if there aren't, how's Jesus coming back on some stallions and we're coming back with Him? Amen. And so I expect to see my dogs in heaven. And there I won't have to reprimand them anymore for pooing all over the show. I pray. Amen. And so Luke 24, verse 48 from the Passion, he says, for you, he's talking to his disciples now, and this is after his resurrection. After his death, burial, and resurrection. He says, for you, my disciples, you are my witnesses and have seen for yourselves all that has transpired. Wow, that's amazing. Verse 49, watch this. He says, and I will send the fulfillment of the Father's promise to you. The fulfillment of the Father's promise to you. And the Father's promise would be the coming of the Holy Spirit to live in them and empower them. Galatians 3:13 and 14, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, who will give you the Spirit without reserve. You understand? And so God made the promise. He said, look, it's more expedient for you that I go away. Of course, if I don't go away, the comforter, the paraclete, the your helper, your everything will not come. So it's better for you that I go away, because when I go, I will send him. And when he comes, he's going to do stuff. Yeah. Amen. And so he promised us the Holy Spirit. So he says, so a father's promise would be coming of the Holy Spirit to live in them and empower them. So stay here in the city until the mighty power of heaven falls upon you and wraps around you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available. Located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.